The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Try Barbasol Sensitive Skin Shaving Cream, specially formulated with aloe and other natural additives to soothe and reduce skin irritation. Better by Barbasol. This is Dave Ross. So now that Donald Trump is on track to become Commander-in-Chief, what orders does he give his generals? More after this from Charlie. Donald Trump was not the only candidate who promised to destroy ISIS.
It cannot be contained. It must be defeated.
It cannot be tolerated. It must be destroyed.
But I think we'd all agree that Trump's threats had a ferocity that the others didn't.
I would bomb the shit out of them.
Their days are numbered. I would hit them so hard your head would spin. There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
Doesn't get much clearer than that. CBS correspondent Holly Williams has been covering the battle to flush ISIS out of Mosul, and this is her take on Donald Trump's strategy.
President-elect Trump has threatened to, quote, bomb the hell out of ISIS. But with around a million civilians in Mosul, indiscriminate airstrikes are impossible.
He's also suggested he cooperate with Russia and would end American support for Syrian rebels. The consequences of that?
In Syria's multi-sided conflict, that could ultimately benefit Russia's ally, the Syrian regime, which has been bombing its own people for more than 4 years.
As for the option of U.S. boots on the ground, which Trump endorsed early in the campaign, CBS military analyst and former artillery commander Mike Lyons says there are generals at the Pentagon who would very much welcome an order like that.
That would improve morale. You won't have a solution that'll have one hand tied behind their back, which we saw from one of the other candidates who said that there would be no troops on the ground. I think that the officers will now have the capability to put all options on the table and pick from the right ones and not be as concerned from a political perspective as to what the consequences will be.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.